June 9th, 2014. Jesus comes. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Look whom I brought you. It was St. Francis de Sales. He says, Praise be to Jesus. Jesus says, I told you I would bring you a bishop. Jesus leaves. St. Francis de Sales says, I have come to relate to you how the chaplet of the mournful heart relates to all leaders, both secular and religious. Of course, it relates to all people, but in a special way to those in leadership over others. The first meditation that mankind discerns the difference between good and evil is paramount to the vocation of sound leadership. Without this discernment, many are misled by convoluted leaders who promote and support evil, often in the name of good. The second meditation that the dogmas of faith are not changed or in any way redefined is directed towards church leadership in particular. Thus far, nothing has been changed to suit mankind. Pray this continues. The third meditation encourages public recognition of sin. It speaks to those leaders who pander to special interest groups, such as homosexuals, and encourage such sins either by words or by law. The fourth meditation supports religious freedom, a right that is challenged by many leaders around the world. The fifth meditation encourages sound and compassionate leadership, which is in no way challenged by motives of self-gain, power, or disordered authority. All of these weaken leaders instead of strengthening them and making them more effective. If all leaders, secular and religious, would follow these guidelines, the world would be more secure and Jesus' heart would be appeased. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5 and 14 through 17. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.